USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky.
If confirmed by the Senate, I will keep an open mind in every case, and I will always strive to preserve the Constitution of the United States and the American rule of law.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is President Trump's pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court, to fill Justice Kennedy's seat now that he's retiring.
Justice Kennedy devoted his career to securing liberty. I am deeply honored to be nominated to fill his seat on the Supreme Court.
Kavanaugh, who went to Yale undergrad and Yale Law, is 53 years old, married with two daughters.
No president has ever consulted more widely or talked with more people from more backgrounds to seek input about a Supreme Court nomination.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The country of Turkey firing more than 18,000 state employees because of alleged ties to terrorist organizations. More now from USA's Wendy King.
A list of individuals, including nearly 9,000 police officers, more than 6,000 military personnel, and about 1,000 employees from the Justice Ministry, was published in Turkey's official gazette, stating they were dismissed for their alleged links to organizations which act against national security. But no organizations were named in the emergency decree. But government authorities have targeted sympathizers of the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Turkey has fired more than 125,000 people since the failed coup, while also introducing emergency rule and placing restrictions on the media. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And turning to your money now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures up 63 points, the NASDAQ futures up 13, and the S&P 500 up 3. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Dozens of people killed and more missing in mudslides after heavy rain in Japan. More now from USA's Wendy King.
The rains began Thursday and continued through Sunday in many areas across western and central Japan. Most of the deaths have occurred in Hiroshima Prefecture. In rare emergency warnings, Japan's meteorological agency described landslides, rising rivers, strong winds, and lightning strikes caused by what it called historic rains. In a 24-hour period ending on Saturday, more than 22 inches of rain fell in Motoyama. 1.6 million people were evacuated from their homes, and another 3.1 million are on high alert and urged to do so. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said at an emergency center that authorities were in a race against time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A judge ruling against a church in Michigan in a case involving pot. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill says he is pleased that the First Church of Cannabis will not be able to use marijuana as a sacrament. The Marion Superior Court ruling against the church, which had filed a lawsuit against the Attorney General's office under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The court found the church doesn't practice a true religion, but is just a group of marijuana activists. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to USA Radio News.